This is In the News in VOA Special English. American forces in Afghanistan have launched their first offensive since President Obama announced more troops for the war. On Friday, military officials said more than 1,000 NATO troops, mostly Americans, launched the operation with Afghan forces. Troops moved in to clear Taliban insurgents and explosives from the Nowzad Valley in the southern province of Helmand. On Tuesday, President Obama told Americans that 30,000 more troops will go to Afghanistan as fast as possible. And he announced that after 18 months, in July of 2011, our troops will begin to come home. He called Afghanistan and Pakistan the epicenter of violent extremism by al-Qaeda. He said the terrorist group that attacked the United States 8 years ago is plotting new attacks, and he warned this is not just America's war. He said the people and governments of both Afghanistan and Pakistan are endangered. The risks are even higher, he said, within a nuclear-armed Pakistan. The 30,000 will bring the number of American troops in Afghanistan to about 100,000. Almost 40,000 other foreign troops are also there under the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. On Friday, NATO announced that at least 25 countries will send about 7,000 additional forces next year. American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made an appeal to NATO foreign ministers in Brussels, Belgium. President Obama spent 3 months considering his decision. He said one of the goals is to train Afghan security forces to take responsibility for their own security. Setting a date to begin removing troops is meant to put pressure on the government of President Hamid Karzai to take responsibility.
We must deny al-Qaeda a safe haven. We must reverse the Taliban's momentum and deny it the ability to overthrow the government. And we must strengthen the capacity of Afghanistan's security forces and government so that they can take lead responsibility for Afghanistan's future.
Public opinion studies show that the war has grown increasingly unpopular with Americans. In Congress, the troop increase is unpopular with some liberal Democrats. Cost is one concern. The president estimated the cost of the new plan at about $30 billion this year. Some in his party argue that the money should go instead to economic recovery. Republicans in Congress who support the troop increase criticized the president for setting a date to start a pullout. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates said July of 2011 will be the beginning of a process that will depend on conditions in Afghanistan. For many Americans, finding a job and getting health care are the top concerns, as the president recognized in his speech.
That's why our troop commitment in Afghanistan cannot be open-ended, because the nation that I'm most interested in building is our own.
On Friday, the Labor Department in Washington said the unemployment rate decreased by 0.2% in November to 10%. The monthly report said the nation lost 11,000 jobs, far fewer than expected. It was the best report since 2007. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. I'm Steve Ember.